So I had a conversation yesterday with somebody who's very much in the know about, I think they're in the field of immunology and all that, and we were talking about, and this person again is very tuned in, but one of the things that she said was, it's surprising how many of these doctors that are speaking the truth in these times in which the truth seems to be veiled or censored happen to be Catholic. And I said, yeah, it doesn't surprise me, because I'm looking at my own Catholic people and I'm seeing that you're all tuned in. And I said, what this is the Holy Spirit of wisdom, the gift of wisdom. You have that. I've said that before too. But what we're talking about here is people who have been given a special gift. Today we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, right? Jesus didn't have to have his sins washed away in baptism, but he stood in our place. Okay, and now we stand in his from our baptism. And we're called to bring the light to the world, to bring the truth to the world, to bring love, the love of Christ to the world. We're called to be Christ for the world. And so, I'm so excited. You've heard me say this before. I've lost 7 pounds in a week. So, my pants are really loose. I wish I could show you through my veil. I can pull them way out now. That's just in a week. But I'm advocating that, encouraging everybody to do what I've chosen to do, and I'm trying to lead by example, but to just get healthy. Let's start there. So that we have that zeal within us, okay? So we're not tired and sluggish and you know, toxins in our bodies have control of us, and instead of letting God have control of us. So a lot of what I'm doing is detoxing. And we're also, too, we're taking this journey, go make disciples. And in our parish, it's been amazing. We just had, this past Friday night, we had our second of the, within these 5 months, we call it Striving for Holiness. We listened to Dr. Scott Hahn on the sacrament of mercy, the sacrament of confession. And it was awesome. But just getting together with all of them, our numbers were down a little bit. And I think some people, first of all, the cold in the air, it was just like frighteningly cold. But also the colds in people's noses. I think right now people are just kind of afraid, either because they themselves or a family member might have this cron, I call it, Omicron, but they don't want to spread it. But the fact is that from wherever we're here, we're all going to get it. But we're all going to get immune. And this person I was talking with recently, yesterday, was saying the same thing. And all the doctors that she trusts are saying the same thing. So lots of reasons for hope, right? We may be done with this. But we've just traversed through two very difficult years, but we're coming into 2022, and I'm coming loaded for bear. And I pray you're with me on this, that we are going to reclaim surrendered ground. We're gonna take it back, because they have utilized the virus, but other things too, to get us to live in fear, right? One of the images that I like to use a lot is the image of that where there's the storm and the boat, and all of a sudden Jesus walking on water toward him. And Peter says, "If you will it, Lord." And he says, "Come on." And he gets out of the boat, and Peter's walking on water. But then what happens? He notices the storm. And so he starts to sink. "Save me, Lord." And there's those classic paintings that you see sometimes where Jesus is pulling Peter out of the water. He's sinking. See, the devil wants us to focus on the storm instead of to focus on Jesus Christ. And this is what we're learning, I think, especially in these past 2 years and now going into 2022. We got to keep our focus on Jesus Christ. We're called to be Jesus Christ for the world. So what are we going to do? We're going to go after this, and we're going to go after it strong. And what are we going to do? You guys are holy. And I just got done saying that. I think you all have the gift of the Holy Spirit gift of wisdom. And I'm humbled to be in your company, because you are so preciously devout. But I call us God's spiritual Olympians. So what do we need to do? We need to train. And that's what we're going to do. But I'm advocating first, get the physical stuff in order, get the toxins out, because we need us at top form. Then we're going to chase after holiness like we've never done it before. You know, the word holiness itself is God's way of saying happiness. We've talked about the four levels of happiness, but the fourth, the top level is called sublima beatitudo, sublime beatitude. We want to get there and stay there, that place of peace, that place of utter joy, a peace that goes beyond other understanding. We want to live in that place at all times. And then what do we want to do? We want to transmit that to other people. We want what we have to be contagious for other people. That's what this means. Remember evangelization? Go make disciples. Go make disciples. How do we do that? You know, by memorizing lines, yeah, that helps. But if they don't see in us that we're lit up, that we got Christ in us, that we are Christ for others, and that's made all the difference in the world, then no one's going to buy what we're selling. We see Christianity collapsing in our times. I think that's just because we went flat. We went flat. We turned our worship into a social club. You know, and we can't do that anymore. We're learning, okay? We're learning and we're growing. My family, I'm praying for a Holy Spirit revival in our land like we've never seen before. Pray with me too. But it begins with us. So next month, get ready, okay? It's going to be amazing. And what I'm talking about again is the third month of our five with striving for holiness in our parish. Get ready for it. Because we're going to get like this with our Lord. It's going to be incredible. And then, remember that reading we just heard? Make the mountain low, make the valley filled in, you know, pave the way, make it easy for Jesus to get in. Make it easy for Jesus to get in. And what we just learned too with Dr. Scott Hahn and the Sacrament of Confession, detox that soul. Make it pure, make it ready to receive what God wants to give us. We just reflected on that. Now watch what happens in our next time together. I'm so excited. Can you tell? I'm so excited. So be hopeful. But let's as a family, you guys are amazing. You got to get the wisdom. Okay, let's be wise enough to understand. We have to be his spiritual Olympians that are in training so that we can get as close as we can, so it can radiate as great as we can, that Christ lives in us. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe in one God.